Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Where it belongs.
Picking up Oscar. La, 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 la.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7 The Game.
We are back on the wrap here, talking about all the things that are making Giants fans angry this year, and Lord knows there are certainly a lot.
I was talking golf with Zachary, and I just really quick, I think he may have taken over the mantle as the best athlete here at 95.7 The Game.
Really? That's a low bar, but...
Well, isn't Shasky
golfer,
for real?
Best golfer.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's hence the low bar, you know. We are going to go out to the River Islands guest line, though, where we're going to talk to our friend, our colleague, host of Giants pre- and post-game, host of Warriors pre- and post-game, and just all-around knower of all things sports, Bonte Hill, joining us here on the River Islands guest line. Bonte, thanks for putting up with me today, man. I know you love talking with me so much, so glad to have you here, man.
Man, I'm just listening to all those titles, man. I'm working too much. Come on, Sam and Dan. I need to cut back. I need to be like Dan Devon and just get on the beach or something to surf, man. There's too many damn titles.
Dude, you're making me sound like in Hawaii they call that local bum. Like I'm just hanging on the beach all day, got nothing going on.
You're going swimming today after the show. So.
Swimming and hanging on the beach all day are two separate entities, man. But, oh, man, overachieve, young fella. Do you.
I'm trying to be like you guys, man. I'm trying to have a smile on my face, man, because watching Giants baseball, it has just become painful. And, you know, shout out to the real ones last night, sitting through that game in Milwaukee, knowing that, hey, the outcome's inevitable, but how is it going to happen? How are they going to lose this game? And, of course, Contreras walks it off there, off of Randy Rodriguez, and, you know, it's just the same old thing, man, mistake after mistake. They just find a way to play tough enough to stay in the game, and then so you know they're walking out of there with an L. So kind of a story of the season.
Bonte Hill joining us here on the River Islands guest line. And Bonte, the story of the show today has just been, what is making Giants fans so angry about this season? And obviously we started this off, you know, talking about what Elliot Rommel said to Scott Osler this week and how I felt, you know, the anger wasn't so much at Ramos. It was just so much Giants fans are just angry about this team, and Ramos just kind of gave everybody a figurehead, so to speak, to throw that anger at. When you look at this season, though, Bonte, as a whole, what is it do you think that is just driving Giants fans so angry the most about how this season has gone?
Ooh, the most. If I had to pinpoint one thing, because there's been a plethora of things that's happened with the Giants this year that's frustrated a lot of Giants fans and probably the team itself. But you know what? I think it's the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position. We've been waiting on that big hit all season long. And, you know, the solo home runs are great. But you think about last night, Jung-Hoo Lee, bases loaded, two outs. You're just waiting for that big hit. We've seen Devers over and over, runners on first and second, bases loaded, runners on second and third. I think it's the lack of a big hit. And when you look at their percentages with runners in scoring position, especially since the All-Star break, oh, my Lord, they're the worst team in baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. So if it's the top thing, if I could pinpoint the top thing, it's hitting with runners in scoring position, whether it's one out, two outs, no outs. I mean, they're tied for the major league lead with not being able to score with the bases loaded and no outs. I mean, that's pretty hard to do. Can't get a sac fly. You can't get a ground. Maybe hit into a 6-4-3. I mean, hitting your runners in scoring position is the number one thing I think that has frustrated Giants fans the most this season, especially since the All-Star break.
Well, that you can't put on Bob Melvin. I think a lot of that is just, you know, at some point the players have got, whether it's in their head, but it's on you as a guy who steps in between the lines. But getting back to Bob Melvin, Bonte, if you're Buster Posey this offseason, are you bringing him back as your manager?
Yeah, I think Buster wants to get his guy, right? And I know everybody went crazy over the option that he picked up. He didn't extend Bob Melvin. He just picked up the option, just kind of calm the waters down for the rest of the season. Buster said it to break, look, I'm going to be watching how this team plays defense. Are they playing clean baseball? Are they hitting with runners in scoring position? Are they pitching well? And let's face it, what are they, the fifth worst team in baseball when it comes to committing errors? And it's just not even the errors that doesn't even count. How about Ramos the other day? Not to pick on Ramos, but, you know, Arise is at third base. You have no shot at throwing him out at home. You have no shot. Instead, he throws it home, which allows Manny Machado to go from first to second base. They're giving up extra bases over and over and over again. Casey Schmidt, okay, you throw the ball into right field. Matos, you got to pick that ball up cleanly. I mean, we've seen that over and over and over again. So they're not playing clean baseball with Buster Posey and Bruce Bochy when he was managing, who Buster Posey learned from. You got to play clean baseball first and foremost. That's the difference between contenders and pretenders. And so I think Bob Melvin's going to – they'll give him the stimulus package. They'll give him the contract and the money, and it's not going to be much, right? And I think Buster Posey will go out to get his own guy. They need somebody who's going to reinvigorate this fan base, somebody who's going to reinvigorate this clubhouse, guys that are going to play hard for. You know, Stephen Vogt was the guy I wanted a couple years ago. But give me a young hotshot who's got fresh ideas, who's going to get this team running. Think about Bo Mel. This team doesn't run, Dan and Sam. They don't run at all. I mean, give me some action on the base pass. So I think Bob Melvin's as good as gone, fellas.
You know, Bonte, you know, we're trying to find silver linings and positives in this just miserable season. And last night we saw Willy Adames with two home runs and got a big ovation from the crowd. He has really put it together here in the second half where, you know, you and I were talking about earlier this week, he's having a down year and still is going to end up with 25, close to 30 home runs, which is more we could say about a lot of guys for the Giants in the past. But just what were your thoughts just seeing the love that Willie got from the Brewers fan base last night, hitting those two home runs at his old ballpark? Just how cool is that to see for him last night?
Great moment. Great moment for Willy Adames, and it showed how the Brewer fans loved him. The guy has a great smile that's infectious. He plays hard. Now, look, this year, as you just mentioned, it's been a down year, and he's going to hit 25-plus home runs. He's become the sixth Giants shortstop franchise history to hit over 20 home runs. That's a down year, folks. So if there's a silver lining, you got to feel like some of those opportunities where he does have the bases loaded and he is batting with a scoring position, that he will get that big hit next season in 2026. I mean, the guy had 13 three-run homers last season in Milwaukee. So they remember that. And also, I think nobody's touched on this. He's going to miss the postseason for the second time since 2019. So Willy Adames, although the postseason numbers doesn't pop out at you, he's lived in the playoffs, whether it's going to the World Series with Tampa Bay, being there with the Brewers. So he's accustomed to playing in October. So I think next year he'll be good. And seeing that standing ovation yesterday, and then him hitting a bomb, and then, of course, hitting the second solo shot, I mean, what a story. And next thing you know, you're going to look up, 25-plus home runs. The numbers are going to look identical to what he's accustomed to having over the course of his career. Rafael Devers is going to hit close to 30 home runs, if not 30 home runs, combined on a season. We're seeing a power translated Oracle Park with him. So you do have pillars, Sam and Devone, on this team. You got something to build around, which I can't say the same for the Farhan Giants. You're going to build around Darren Ruff? You're going to build around Mike Yastrzemski, Lamont Wade Jr., or Wilmer Flores? I don't think so. At least you got a couple guys here where you can say, okay, I got something to work with. And then I got a little optimism saying, okay, I got a 2- and 3-hole hitter in Devers and Adames.
Again, yes, you do mention those pillars there, and I do agree with you. You got three great ones there, but pillars aren't enough. You need to have guys who you can put around them to supplement them. And a guy who has been, he could be a guy, he might be not be a guy, we've been trying to figure that out for the last few years, is Luis Matos, who was kind of absent for most of this month, but then the last 2 days, Bonte, he's had a couple really good games in a row. In San Diego, he has a 2-for-4 day, and then the next day follows up with a 2-for-3 day with a home run. It feels like, though, this next month, is this going to be the last stand of Luis Matos, where he can kind of show, like, if he is indeed a part of this team's future or not?
I think so. I think it's his last stand, and he's got to take advantage of it. But, you know, you mentioned the highlights of him going, 4-for-7 over the last couple of days. But all I think about, fellas, is a base running blunder, trying to go to third base. I mean, it was one of the worst slides I've seen in the last 5 years. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, how many times have we seen that this year? So although he is hitting at the plate, I can't think about the mistake. I can't help but think about the mistake in San Diego, where he's fiddling with the baseball and the next runner scores and the runners move up on the base pass. I can't help but think about him getting thrown out at third base and the next at-bat, Patrick Brailey scalds one to right field, which would have scored Matos if he is on third base. So, yes, it is tryouts for him, but I feel like we have an idea of who Luis Matos is. And I think right field's open for business for the Giants. I think second base is open for business for the Giants. I think catcher's open for business for the Giants. And who the heck knows how Buster feels about Ramos, I should say, in left field. Although he's a good hitter and he's going to be cheap, even though he's going to go to arbitration, you're not going to pay top dollar for him, but left field. I mean, what is going on here? So you got, Matos, he's on the clock, but don't we, Sam, know who he is?
I mean, if there is any chance for him to show us that he's something different than what he thinks he is, this is the time to do it. But you make a good point there with the fundamental errors, and that's going to hurt him in the long run here. And just regarding these fundamental errors here, you know, Bonte, back when this team was winning championships, the fundamentals were what this team did just in their sleep. Buster Posey knows that. And you look at this team, and this team, the fundamentals are absent, to say it kindly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you why that is, but how do you just wrap your head around the fact that this team just somehow is full of quote-unquote professional baseball players making millions of dollars to play this game, and yet the simple fundamentals that you're learning in Little League just seem to escape this team? I don't know how you're supposed to wrap your head around this.
I can't, fellas. I mean, you got Bo Mel, who's been in this league forever, managing teams forever. I can't. I mean, what are the answers? They do it over and over and over again every single day. And that's the most maddening aspect of this baseball team. Whether it's base running blunders, whether it's just simple fielding, laying down a bunt, the fundamentals has eroded this team. It just really has. And so somebody's going to have to die on a sword for that. Somebody's had to die on the sword for that. It's probably going to be management here in terms of Bob Melvin, Pat Burrow. That whole staff may just get cleaned out because you can't put a finger on it. But when it continues to happen, situational baseball, okay, the other day, bases are loaded. Fitzgerald works her walk down at Petco Park. Patrick Bailey comes up and swings at the first pitch. Pops out to the shallow outfield. I mean, you just can't do that. It happens over and over, Lovin.
This constantly ends while we're banging our heads against the wall here. Last one here, Bonte, before I get you out of here. It's the biggest question I think is going to be asked at all for the next month here. It's Bryce Eldridge. So simply put, do you think he gets called up before the end of the year, or are we not going to see Bryce Eldridge on the big league lineup until April of 2026?
I think they give him a cup of coffee. That's what my big old gut tells me. Trust me, I got a big gut here. I killed some Wingstop last night watching the game. Mm. It's a little bloated right now. But I do believe in my big old gut that Eldridge will be up at some point in September to give the fans something, a glimmer of a hope. Because you think about Devers and Adams and Chapman's not going anywhere. We'll see about Jung-Hoo Lee. But if Eldridge can be the guy that is as advertised with that light tower power, all of a sudden you can plug this young man into the middle of that lineup and, you know, you have something cooking here. So I think you got to get a fan something to watch in September, because right now they're trying to sell tickets right now. Nobody wants to buy them. Give the fans something to watch for the last couple of weeks. Bring up Eldridge, and I think they will.
Bonte, thank you so much for riding with us this morning, man. Go enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and really appreciate you chilling with Dan and I here this morning.
Thanks, Bonte.
Preseason football, fellas. Chargers, Niners. Woo! Let's get those.
Yo, I know, Bonte, I know you're excited to see your boy Trey Lance play tonight.
Oh, my God. Well, no,
I didn't go there. I didn't go there.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
But, fellas, I moved on from Trey Lance. Can everybody please move on from Trey Lance? You know how hard it was for me to divorce Trey Lance? But I did it. I did it. I don't think about Trey Lance no more, but I will say hi, say give him a hug, and, you know, thanks for the memories in 2021.
And he'll say, thank you, my liege. I appreciate you doubting your greatness on me. Thank you very much, Bonte. All right, there he is. Bonte Hill joining us there on the River Islands guest line. And, you know, as we're talking about, you know, what to see of these last 33 games, we're looking for positives here, Dan. I mean, I am kind of curious if at some point the Giants do just kind of throw the red meat out for the fan base, so to speak, and just call Bryce Eldridge up.
I haven't really given a lot of thought. I think that they're going to – it's just about – you know what it is? It's just you just don't want to mess with this dude's head, right? Like, whatever you're doing – yeah, I know you want to sell tickets, but you have to think long-term with this guy. First base is obviously not a need because you got Devers there. It's just what's best for this baseball player going forward. We've pointed out on multiple occasions throughout this show how they – at least at the minor league level, have done some things that at least are, you know, worthy of second guessing. So there's some question as to the way they've handled the so-called stars of tomorrow. You got to make sure that this guy, whatever it is that you do, it's about him and his development.
I mean, we were talking about this, you know, in the last segment, you know, what Marco Luciano once was. He was considered the great future of the Giants. And that did not work out. And, Dan, that's just kind of been the history of the Giants for a long time. It's just we keep getting told that the next great prospect is coming, and they never do. You know, once upon a time, it was Todd Linden. Once upon a time, it was John Bowker. Once upon a time, it was Dan Ortmeier. Once upon a time, it was Mack Williamson. You know, once upon a time, it was Jarrett Parker. It's just these guys, and then, of course, we did get some success. Buster Posey was one of those guys. Brandon Crawford, one of those guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Belt was one of those guys. Joe Panic was even one of those guys.
And but, I would say really quick to add to that, since then, the only guy that you've had sort of out of the most recent class is Elliot Ramos.
Exactly. That's where I was going. You know, since Joe Panic, this organization has just not been good at identifying talent in the draft, drafting that talent, and developing that talent. And now it feels like with Bryce Eldridge, I just, the amount of pressure and expectations that are on this 20-year-old kid are absolutely insane. He basically is going to be asked to save this franchise in the same way that Buster Posey was once tasked with it, except it almost feels like the pressure on him is even greater, because when Buster came up, you know, it was at the tail end of a 50-plus year championship drought, and it was more just kind of whatever happens, happens. And it ended up being greater than we could have ever imagined. But with Bryce Eldridge now, it's a little bit different, because the memories of those championships are still there. They may have faded a bit, but we still remember them. Buster Posey, the centerpiece of those championship teams, is now running the team. So there's still this belief that the Giants can get back into legitimate championship contention. There's still this feeling that that can happen. But it's almost like it's all on Bryce Eldridge now at this point. To like, you need to be the, now it's not all on him, obviously. You got Devers, you got Adamas, you got Chapman, you got Lee, you got Logan Webb. You got hopefully Landon Roop next year. So it's not going to be Eldridge on his own. He's going to have a cast around him. But it feels like with Eldridge, is he is the guy where he's going to be the final piece of the puzzle that brings it all together. And I do think that putting that kind of expectation on him, that might be setting fans up for some level of disappointment, only because that's just an incredibly big thing to put on someone.
But isn't that just sort of the nature of the beast?
Like, probably.
This is what happens when you're a player that has this sort of potential. The pressure is always going to be there. And it's just a matter of how you're going to handle this as a young baseball player. But when you're this good and you have these sort of dimensions and you're doing what it is that you've done in a brief time at the minor league level, there's going to be pressure. It doesn't matter what team you're going to, but especially that of the San Francisco Giants. So there's no way of avoiding that. There's no way of averting it. It's just, if I'm Bryce Eldridge, just take that head on, because this is part of what it is that you sign. If you are going to be great, fulfilling pressure is part of the expectations. Like Brock Purdy, if you're going to take the next step, we paid you. There's a lot of pressure on you going forward.
True.
But guess what? That's part of what it is that you have to deal with if you're going to be a quote-unquote great baseball player or football player.
Yeah.
One thing that Bonta, oh, do you want to?
No, go, keep going.
No, I wanted to switch to second base, but if you want to wrap
well,
this
yeah,
up.
Well, yeah, just yeah, the last thought on Eldridge, though, is I, Steve Rizzotto had a great point. We call him Pasta. He doesn't really, about Eldridge this year it's kind of whatever. He just wants to see Eldridge in the starting lineup next year. And I kind of agree with that. I just think the worst thing that could happen this year is you call him up in September and he strikes out like 20 of his first 25 times. Because then it's, if Eldridge is getting called up just to provide some measure of happiness for this fan base before we go into the cold darkness of the offseason, like, and then he comes, I don't want to demoralize the fan base like that going into the winter. That just won't be fun. Granted, that could all turn around next spring when he shows up for real, but that is the risk there. Honestly, at this point, if he comes up for a cup of coffee or not, I'm fine with just kind of letting him finish things out in the minor leagues this year. And whatever happens, the rest of the year happens. I just want him in the starting lineup next year. Now, the question is going to be where in the starting lineup. He is a first baseman. I don't think you put him in a different position. I don't know. Maybe you move Rafi Devers. I don't know. They're going to have a logjam there with Eldridge and Devers. And that's going to be a very fun challenge for Buster Posey to figure out there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take a stab at that.
I'm not taking the fan base into account when it comes to Bryce Eldridge. I know they want to see him. I know that, hey, throw him a bone. It's been a long season. Uh-uh. Again, this just I'm getting really insular, and I'm getting with, you know, the minor league coaches, everybody that's been around this guy, and like, what is best for his development?
Exactly.
And when we break spring training, he is either going to be starting at the three spot or he's going to be in the DH. He'll be part of our lineup. But as of right now, if you feel it's best, if they suggest he needs to see some live pitching at the major league level to get him ready for next year, I'll bring him up. But it's only based on what's best for this guy going forward within a baseball context. I'm sorry. The fans have no say in that decision.
That's a good point. It comes down to is the reps he's put in AAA, have they been enough to justify getting called up? That's what it comes down to. It's not the fact, can he play first? It's not the fact, can he hit the curveball? It's, can he do it over a long period of time? Can he struggle at it and then bounce back? Can he do all those things? That is why this thing takes so long. So you got some thoughts on second base. Want to hear those now. We can maybe get into those some more on the other side. And then watching the Brewers, I want to get into this on the other side too. Watching the Brewers, really, I feel like that's the model. I mean, it's no shock. That's the model that I want to see the Giants follow. I'll get into that on the other side. But first, Dan, you had a second base thought.
Well, we can do that on the other side.
Okay, well, if you want to tease it.
Yeah, I think that...
Or maybe that's the tease.
Well, I think here's the tease is that don't be surprised if this exact same San Francisco Giant team, aside from, you know, you get some different players in the bullpen and maybe in the starting rotation, is intact next year, and then this team is good again.
Oh, okay. I like that. So the team will be intact, but better. I think the Giants should be following the Brewers model. We will both explain that on the other
side. Family in our cafes. Celebrate Bob's Discount Furniture's 200 store milestone this Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob.
Now back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's squabble up here for this last half hour. Dan Devone, Sam Lubman, Zach Green on the board. 30 more minutes, a little bit less of Giants baseball talk here.
Are you a golfer, by the way?
A golfer.
The reason I know your old man is.
I try to. I have not picked up sticks in a while. Let's just say that.
Can't do it.
I'd like to be one. I am just horrible at making the time to do it. I take full responsibility for that, too.
Yeah, it is tough carving out 5 hours of the day. But yeah. Your dad didn't get sticks in your hand?
Oh, no, that's where I got it from.
Yeah.
So, no, that was father-son bonding time back in the day, was getting dragged down to the driving range, Buchanan driving range out in Concord.
I think your pop's only participation on this show, he was actually standing over like a 6-foot putt.
Well, the reason he doesn't call into this show as much anymore is because Saturday mornings are golf time for him. That's his weekly golf time. And as you'll remember, we had him on the show when he was on the 6th green. And
he dropped an F-bomb.
He dropped an S-bomb, and so we had to dump him. Anyway, so, you know, a few weeks...
The S-bomb has got to be sort of woven into the fabric of everybody's lexicon.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're going to just drop... So anyway, a couple weeks after that, because this was on the first show that we did on Memorial... Or the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. I was over at his house, obviously, for Father's Day. And I asked him, like, hey, you want to call into the show next week and talk about Rafi? He's like, sure. I'm like, cool. Are you going to be on the golf course when you're doing that? He's like, I am. I'm like, well, I don't know about that now. Because when he's on the golf course, the language is a little bit looser than it is off the golf course. And so, yeah, basically, Dad, when you're on the golf course, I can't have you call into the show. Because I can't have that risk with the language there.
Hey, so. Zachary, tell me if you can feel this, is that I don't drink before playing sports. I don't like to drink when I'm golfing. I mean, drink heavily. But I will take a pop. Like
but
a
yeah,
beer.
You have like a beer before to kind of loosen you up?
Yeah, because it's such a mind F that you overthink that sport. Mm-hmm. That one of the best rounds I ever had was I went from a dental chair, like oral surgery for 5 hours, ran and met my foursome. And because I had all this pain in my mouth, I shot one of my best rounds. Like anything that can take me away from overthinking the sport, I think is a benefit. Will you have a pop or two?
Yeah, I'm normally like at the start of the back nine, especially if it's like a hot day out.
It's definitely more
like I love Corona with a lime in it. It's just so refreshing. And
man, that just sounds good.
To start the back nine.
That sounds good anywhere but San Francisco, where you're freezing your butt off. But
well, yeah, then you're just trying to warm yourself up at that point. But no, I a couple years ago, so in 2022. We go down to Santa Clara for Niners training camp. We get a couple of nights at the Hilton there. And Bonte's guy, Ralph, at Coyote Creek, shout out Ralph at down at Coyote Creek, he hooked Shasky Langford and I and Shasky's brother, Pat, up with a free round at Coyote Creek Golf Course. And it was the first time for me, because I'm a relatively new golfer, so it was my first time doing a full 18-hole course. And I told my dad this. He's like, first thing you should do when you get there, just have a beer. Have a beer, go to the driving range, mellow out. I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't know what I shot. I didn't really keep score. I wasn't that good enough. But, yeah, you know, that's – so, yeah, drinking on the course. That was you know, suggested, you know, by the old man before the first time out.
This is the last golf anecdote, and then we can move on. But I have just a quick story. I have – this is the all-time baller move. My brother-in-law, somebody that I'm familiar with, had – I was golfing, I want to say, in Barbados, and there was a group of monkeys. They're not called a group. They're called, they're not called a family. They're troop. They're called troop.
A troop of monkeys.
Yeah,
okay.
So when you see a group of monkeys, it's a troop. It's not a family. That's the correct name for the monkeys when they're traveling.
It could also
together.
Be a tribe, a mission, a cartload, or, oh, this is a great one, a barrel. Ah, yeah, barrel of monkeys. All right, that makes sense.
So this troop is crossing the fairway. He's about to tee off, so everybody stops. There is this one straggler that is clearly being left behind because it's the run. The troop is moving off without it.
Survival of the fittest, shout out Darwin.
It can't even be, it's not healthy, and it can't even barely get across the fairway. He takes this monkey, and he takes it back home with him to New York. No joke.
No, that's totally allowed.
No, I get it.
Wait, so he brought it back on the plane with him?
Yes, I
can. How did he get the monkey on the plane?
There's a lot of, I'm taking a lot of liberties.
I need to know
here.
How the monkey got on the plane.
But he transports the monkey back to New York and raised this monkey for like 12 years out in Long Island. Like he had a second house out. He's one of those financial guys that did very well with J.P. Morgan and played the mark. So you could be that sort of guy.
I need to know how you got the monkey stateside.
I promise you, it's a true story.
So did he fly back?
I will get... Next,
that's your homework for this week.
I will get the logistics.
Next week, you might need your guy to call in and tell if we need to do like a voice changer or something to change this. I need to know how you smuggle a monkey into America.
I don't think it was smuggled, but I think that there are ways of somehow transporting a monkey.
Yeah, that's called smuggling.
Back to the center island.
Unless you have explicit permission, yes, you could bring this wild animal back from its home country to Long Island.
I'm glad we have this conversation.
Then it's called smuggling.
Because I am going to find out for you. I'm going to replay this for him, and he was going...
I just need to know. I need to know how he did. Like, I imagine, like, he's like the monkey's like hiding in like his back underneath his shirt, you know, like the tail sticking out.
It's not Wallace that he was bringing.
Oh, man. This is how the man in the yellow hat brought Curious George back, I guess.
Great book.
Finishing the show out here, Dana, you had some thoughts about how this team might not be all that different, but still better next year. I have a thought about why I like how the Brewers do things. Let's go with your thing first, since you teased your things first.
Yeah, I think that I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not going to stake my life on this, but I would not be surprised. As frustrating as they have been this year, when we look at that lineup 1 through 9, we're like, what's wrong? Like, Chapman is a good third baseman. Adames is good at the shortstop position. They're pretty good in the outfield. The pitching's been really, why are they so bad? That I would not be surprised if this baseball team stays intact for the most part and becomes a team that gets into the playoffs rather easily next year and is a much, much better and improved team. That all these things that we're pointing at, they're fixable. And it just becomes one of those things that if the synergy is right, they're hitting with runners in scoring position. That if the mojo's right, they're not making the stupid mistakes. Like, all of these things are fixable. It's not a matter of talent. Because when people talk about, well, You got to do something about this team. Let's take an axe to it. Let's blow this thing up. Well, what does that mean specifically? Again, if you're to go around the infield.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'll say this, if you're blowing it up, it means that you are trading Chapman for whatever you can get. You're trading Adamas for whatever you can get. Why? You're trading Devers for whatever you can get because you're just trying to get off the money. That's what you're trying to do. If you're trying to blow it up, it means that you're trading away your big name players for pennies on the dollar, offloading as much money as possible, and then just calling up all the guys from AAA and just seeing, you know, let's see what happens. Oh. And then losing 100 games for the next couple years.
So you're, okay, to me.
No, that's what blowing it up looks like.
That's a rebuild. Record. I think we're conflating things here. Because you can.
Blowing up could lead to a usually when you blow something up, you then rebuild it afterwards.
Well, you can blow up the nucleus of the foundation and go get other players through free agency or through trades that you think could be the next foundation because this one isn't working. So, yeah, maybe we're conflating because I'm not – if you're suggesting that this is a rebuild, there's no way in hell.
Oh, no. You asked for the question. I give you the definition of what a blow-up looks like. I think when you say blow-up, Giants fans think –
rebuild.
That's basically what it means. This is the argument I have with Joe Shasky a lot because he wanted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
For, you know, basically like a White Sox thing. Let's just lose 100 games a couple years, stock up on some number one picks, and then build around them. That's what I think a blow-up is defined as.
And I know that segues into your part about
it. Yes, because I firmly reject that line of thinking, by the way.
I'll let you get to that in just a sec. But first of all, I don't think Giant fans, where you're at right now, where they think they're a piece or two away, if you were to blow it up and start over again and say, hey, we're going to sell you on a 3 to 5 year plan, nobody's buying that. Like,
they need people to show up to these games. And be honest, Dan, this organization has always put out an attitude of good times, bad times. The goal is to win baseball games. That has always been the mentality of Giants baseball for as long as I've been alive.
And when I look again, when people say, well, you got to do something over the, people talk in general terms over the offseason. Well, what exactly is it that you have to do? Because again, just using the infield as an example, Matt Chapman is a good third baseman. Now I know people can say, well, he didn't hit well. And, you know, people don't like to look at the numbers. Well, I think much like that of Kyle Tucker, I don't know if you saw the news with him with the Cubs, this guy has been so bad since July, but he's like one of the best young outfielders in the game. And it was disclosed that he's been playing with a broken bone in his hand. And I think the same, we're not providing excuses, but I think it goes a long way in terms of explaining what's been wrong with Chapman. He's just not healthy. Chapman, as far as offense and defense, there's not many better third basemen in the game. Sorry, I'm good with him at the hot corner. Willie Adames is the shortstop that, again, he's proven what it is that he can do in the latter part of the season. I think everybody should be satisfied with one of the best hitting shortstops that is playing for your team. On the right side of the diamond, I don't know how many people have followed Casey Schmidt closely. He's removed the void or the question mark at second base for me. I think that that guy, there was that grace period, because it's not easy moving from a corner infield position to a middle infield position. Like, it was a little clunky early on, but I think that he is proving that he can be a good defensive second baseman, and his hitting over the last month and a half has been as good as anybody's on the team. And I like Casey Schmidt as my second baseman of the future. We can revisit this next year at this time if it doesn't work out, but I'm very comfortable penciling him in as the second baseman. That's not a question mark for me, and I don't know why it is for Giant fans that have followed this team. At first base, you're locked up with Devers, or whether, of course, it's the young kid out of the minor leagues in Bryce Eldridge. The outfield, we've talked about Elliot Ramos, is good in left field. Got to get better defensively. Jung Hoo Lee's your center fielder. Obviously, right field has to be addressed. Pat Bailey, I guess you could upgrade, but he remains one of the best defensive catchers in the game today. So when we talk about blowing it up, what exactly, specifically, are we talking about in terms of who it is that you want to move?
Well, again, that's why I just don't think that's just not an option. It's not like this is the core for the foreseeable future, and I think this is a core you can absolutely win with. You do have to put some guys, there's still some pieces left, but I think, yeah, second base, Casey Schmidt looks like the guy unless a better option presents itself. Patrick Bailey, I think, is an interesting one. Adley Rutschman, I think, will be on the trading block this year. The Orioles just just called up their catcher. I'm spacing on what this kid's name is. Zach, maybe if you could, in the back, look up the name of that catcher that the Orioles just called up here for me. But this kid on the Orioles, he played four games, and the Orioles signed him to like an 8-year, $67 million deal. So like they're committing to this kid right now, which means Adley Rutschman's tenure in Baltimore might be numbered there. And if I'm Buster Posey, yeah, I'm all over that one. That would sure up your catcher spot, because with, you know, the ABS system coming next year, Dan, I don't know how worthwhile, like, I don't know how useful Patrick Bailey's framing is going to be next year with the robotic strike zone that's going to be implemented. So with Adley Rutschman, though, you get more offensive pop. You get a good defender there. It's a clear upgrade. We'll see if there's anything there.
Sam Basalo, I think, is a guy. You might
say it again.
Basalo.
Okay, there you go. There it is. That's why I didn't remember that name. That's a tough name to remember.
It doesn't.
But the round the diamond, first base, shortstop, third base, you're basically set there. Chapman, I'm concerned about him for the next 4 or 5 years because, Dan, he's that guy who I think we've seen. Brandon Belt was this way too. I'm not saying they're the same player, but they're hitting really well, but then they get hurt and it's difficult for them to get back on track after that. We saw that in 23 with Chapman. He had that finger injury at the start of the year. I think it was in early May he had that finger injury, and he struggled the rest of the year. This year he was hitting really great. Injures his hand on that slide back against the Braves. Comes back a little too early, and it hasn't been the same since. We'll see when he comes back for the last month of the year. In fact, I believe today is 10 days for the 10-day injured list for him. So he could be back in any of these next few days here. If he can kind of get hot in this last month and show that he can bounce back from an absence, that'd be great to see there. Outfield, I think center field is getting more and more locked in for next year with how Jung Hoo Lee's playing. Corner outfielders, there's question marks there. I'd be honest, there is. Which one does Ramos play? Who's playing in the other corner? So all this to say is, yeah, I think this team is closer to contending than it is to being blown up. And be honest, I reject the notion that you have to do a tank job like with the Astros or the Cubs, the Orioles did, to build up your team. And Dan, you look at this Brewers team, and I just love the way this Brewers team has come together. Outside of Freddie Peralta, who is going to be on the mound for the Brewers today against Logan Webb, first pitch is going to be at 4:15 today. So great pitching matchup, actually, too, by the way, Logan Webb and Freddie Peralta. Peralta, by the way, is a right-hander Giants fan, so we don't need to worry about a left-hander shutting this team down today. You get to worry about Freddie Peralta shutting this team down today. But outside of Freddie Peralta and Christian Yelich, everyone on this Brewers team was acquired by this organization since the conclusion of 2020. Like, and they the highest draft pick they have on this team is Sal Frelick, the right fielder, who had a great game last night. He's been great for them this year. He was drafted in the first round, 15th overall in 2021. You look at the rest of this team. William Contreras, who had the walk-off home run last night, had the go-ahead double. He was an amateur free agent signing with the Braves. He came to the Brewers in the Sean Murphy trade. Bryce Terang, who was a monster for this for the Brewers last night out second base, he was a first-round pick in 2018. So, sorry, almost everybody was acquired in 2021 or later. But he was the 21st overall pick in 2018. Jose Ortiz, who's their shortstop, he's a fourth-round pick by the Orioles, came over in the Corbin Burns trade. You got Durbin there. He's a 14th-round pick by the Braves, then went to the Yankees, came to the Yankees from the Yankees to the Brewers as part of the Devin Williams trade. Left fielder Collins, he was a 9th-round pick from the Rockies. He was a waiver claim. This dude's given him a 2.6 WAR this year, this left fielder, Isaac Collins, and he was a waiver claim. Jackson Churio, their Wonder Kid center fielder, he was an amateur free agent signing in 2021. And then you got the hot shot pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski. He was a 2nd-round pick in 2022, the year after the Brewers won 95 games. Chad Patrick, another pitcher in this rotation. He was a 4th-round pick by the Diamondbacks, then went to the A's, and then went to the Brewers as part of the trade that sent Abraham Toro over to the A's. So you have 2 first-round picks, a 15th overall and a 21st overall, a couple amateur free agents, and then a bunch of guys acquired through trades. And the Brewers accumulated all this talent while also being one of the best teams in baseball over that period. That tells me you do not need to blow it up. You do not need to tank for several years to build up a great baseball team. It's the most tried and true strategy, Dan. You need good scouting. You need to draft good players when you can, but you got to develop those players.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants had a dynasty, 3 titles in 5 years that they had. And the highest draft pick they had was Buster Posey at number 5 overall. You know, they do not need a top 5 draft pick to have that great run of success. So it's easier said than done. But you have a core here you can build around. Now it's just a matter of, can you identify and develop the supplementary talent around that? And that is going to be the biggest challenge for Buster Posey over these next couple years.
You know, one of the major disappointments with Farhan and getting back to Gabe Kapler is because you thought that they were doing that in 2021. You were like, oh, wow, these guys, they know something that the rest of the league doesn't.
Mm-hmm. They cracked a code.
Remember when they went out and they got, well, first of all, Lamont Wade, who was DFA'd, I want to say, with Minnesota at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody was like,
no, he was the Sean Anderson trade.
Or Sean Anderson
was traded.
He
there.
Was a guy who was DFA'd at one point. But the Giants are like, well, he fit. We like that he goes deep into accounts. We like the fact that this guy, it was almost like Moneyball in a certain way. He plays a certain way while he's being overlooked by other teams. He could work here. And guess what? He did. Kevin Gossman. If you remember Kevin Gossman before he came to the San Francisco Giants, before, of course, he got that huge contract with Toronto, was a guy that was not Kevin Gossman the year that, of course, he had the breakout season with the Giants. My point being is that they found guys that fit their system.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and there was something that they were specifically looking for in players. And then voila, you win 106 games. Now, it's not a recipe to win that many games and beat the Dodgers and win the division, but there has to be that sort of nuance that you entrust that the powers that be that are running things, are pulling the strings for the San Francisco Giants, know exactly what it is that they're looking for to plug and play and create a winning formula. And that sort of has been absent since that 2021 season. It'd be nice to get back there with Buster Posey or whomever is their manager going forward.
Yeah, and I think that kind of goes into what the task that Buster has ahead of him is creating a template, so to speak, for when guys come into this organization, they follow this template, follow this development plan, And if they can do that, they will matriculate up to the big leagues and have a successful career. You know, you could do that again. It's just, you could develop any draft pick, really, if they have the ability and if you have the people and the infrastructure around them to do it. Again, Jacob Mizrowski was a second-round pick. Anybody could have had him. Aaron Judge was drafted after Christian Arroyo in that 2013 draft. You know, Cody Bellinger was a fourth-round draft pick. One of my favorites is Albert Pujols, I think, was taking like the 10th round or something ridiculous like that. Like, you could find so much talent later in the draft. You don't have to just bottom out and blow it up to do that. This team, they're an okay team right now. You have a core you can build around. Now it's just a matter of building around that core. Will Ramos and Lee be supplementary pieces to this big three? Can Eldridge turn this big three into a big four? And simply put, just the Giants have to start hitting better in these draft picks.
Well, it's not only building around the core, but the core has to get better. So we're under the assumption that the core is going to return to
When I say the core, I mean like Adamas, Devers, and Chapman. That's your hitting core. Logan Webb is probably a part of that core as well, maybe even Robbie Ray.
And that core, I would say, has played below their potential.
Even still, Adamas is going to have a 25-plus home run season. Devers is going to get close to 30 home runs. Chapman, I think there might be more to want at the end of the year, but you also got to factor in the injuries as well.
But I'm okay with that core, and I still have faith that they're going to get back to who they have been as major league players and that this season is more of an outlier. Mm-hmm. Could be wrong, but I'm willing to roll that dice.
Yeah, so again, that's going to be a thing to kind of keep an eye on here. These last 33 games of the year is just, I do think the finishes are going to matter. You know, you got to finish in a way that puts some sort of spirit or hope in this fan base going forward into next year. But I look at the way the Brewers were constructed, and it's just, you don't have to do anything crazy. You don't have to do anything drastic to rebuild this team. I honestly do believe the Giants are closer to truly being one of the better teams in the National League again than we want to give them credit for. Changes do need to be made. Leadership might be part of that. We'll see how this season goes. I don't know if Bob Melvin can do anything to save his job. Maybe if they rally here in the last month and they do it in a manner that looks like sustainable, so to speak, maybe Bob Melvin can perform his way back into the job. But I do believe that, you're going to need a new direction of some sort, a new philosophical direction for this team. But you have all your building blocks, I think, ready to go. You got to get some finishing touches on it. As bad as it is right now, Giants fans, and I know it's bleak right now, but and as I'm going to quote Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight, the night is darkest before the dawn. And I promise you, the dawn is coming. I do believe this team is close to getting back to where we expect them to be, back to playing Giants baseball. Because as you did say, Dan, a lot of these issues are correctable. It's just a matter of, can they make the correct moves? And, you know, we will see if that does indeed come together. Another fun show on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Man, these 3 hours just flew by. You'd almost think that we're talking about a winning baseball team with how fast these shows go by. Dan, thanks for doing this. We'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, you got Cubs and Orioles come to town this week, so that'll be a fun one. We can see Pete Crow, Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, potential future Giant. I don't know. Zach, great job on the board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.